You're listening to 90.9 Life FM on this Wednesday morning. And as I've been telling you all morning, I was going to have a very exciting guest with me. Well, he is joining me via phone. He is Dr. Carl Benzio. He is a psychiatrist and also the executive director and founder of Lighthouse Network. Good morning, Dr. Carl. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Donna. Great to be with you today.
Well, great to have you here. And Dr. Carl, kind of explain what Lighthouse Network is. What do you do there?
Yeah, Lighthouse Network is a nonprofit ministry, and we reach out and guide people through life storms. And by storms, I mean addiction and mental health struggles that people have. And as a psychiatrist, there's this medical community that wants to treat it medically. There's the spiritual community that sometimes wants to throw Bible verses at it and have people just have more faith or pray harder. But you really need to bring all three spheres, spirit, mind, and body, together to have significant healing to the depths of our core and our soul. And so that's what Lighthouse Network does, is we sort of look at all three of those spheres, and we develop curriculum that helps people understand who they are, how God designed and wired them, how we sort of get off track, and how by applying biblical principles through our psychological understanding, we can lead much healthier, productive lives, be salt and light in our communities. The other thing we do that's very unique is we have a helpline service, and it's different than other helplines. Most helplines out there are helplines that are owned by a facility, so they're just trying to really get you into their facility. Other helplines are provided by the government or social service agencies in a person's community, and they just know that specific geographic community, but they don't know the Christian services that are maybe available just outside of that community. So our helpline is different. We don't provide treatment. We don't own a facility, but we're sort of the consumer reports option for somebody who's struggling, to be able to help them understand the system, navigate this complex medical, behavioral health, even Christian care system. It's hard for somebody who's struggling to get on the internet, even though we're in this great information age, mm-hmm. and find a Christian addiction treatment program for the situation they're struggling with. So we're that expertise. We're in the system all day long. We understand whether somebody has possession charges, a DUI, their insurance, their HMO, Medicare, TRICARE, all those different nuances. What are all the different levels of care? Do I need a detox? Do I need a 14-month teen challenge? We understand all those situations. We work with many different partners and treatment facilities to help that person find what's going to be the best treatment situation for you. And our care guides will pray with you, provide encouragement and hope. And at our helpline, 877-562-2565. It's quite a different service than anything you'll get in the country.
And how big is the problem of addiction right now in our country?
You know, 70% of listeners will have a primary relative. That's a parent, child, sibling, or spouse with an addiction issue in their lifetime.
Wow, that's 64%
in their lifetime will have a struggle with a significant mental health issue, including depression and addictions. 31% just this year will have a significant behavioral health issue. 13% will be addicted to alcohol at some point in their life. 8% will have some significant illegal drug use issue. So it's significant. I mean, we're not even talking about cigarettes, caffeine, which is the most widely addicting, mm-hmm. Drug in the world, and most churches these days pass it out for free. And, the overeating and the obesity that's in society. So, as far as a coping skill, people are looking to Facebook, computers, video games, and certainly substances to cope, as opposed to looking to the Bible, to God, to the Holy Spirit to really guide us, soothe us, ease our pain in the course of our daily stress. And, this society, we hear it in the news every day, there's more tragedy, more destruction, trials and tribulations that we're promised. What are people looking to cope? And unfortunately, Satan puts some temptations out there that give us quick relief, but ongoing pain in such tragic ways.
Wow, I know there is a lot of tragedy out there. I agree with that. And I'm so excited that you founded this Lighthouse Network Ministry, helping so many people. But it was founded out of a personal issue that you had, right?
Yeah, God's blessed me through my professional career and in many ways. I've done very unique things with the President's Bioethics Committee, going to Iraq, Uganda, and involved in very unique ministry opportunities there. But growing up, I had significant struggles with anxiety and depression myself, leading to alcohol and drug use. And I was in the middle of medical school, and I got arrested for 6 counts of aggravated assault and was in jail. And it was at that point in life where God said to me, Carl, you made me your savior when you were a little kid, but you never made me the Lord of your life. if you make me the Lord of your life, I'm going to teach you things about decision-making that you've been studying through your undergrad and medical school career. I'm going to teach you things that are going to transform your life, but also help you renew the minds and transform other people's lives as well. And so that's the curriculum that we developed that over about 3 or 4 years, allowed me to transform my life, but then also has allowed me to work with other people in unique ways to develop programs that help them navigate addiction and mental health issues, to really have that that freedom and that healing that that God offers and promises.
Wow, what a great story of love and restoration. God has really made a difference in your life, and now you're heading up this awesome ministry called Lighthouse Network. Hey, Dr. Carl, I've got to take a break here. We're running out of time on this break, but I'm going to go into some music, and then we'll come back, if it's okay with you, talk more with you about Lighthouse Network.
Oh, for sure.
We've been talking to Dr. Carl Benzio. He is the executive director and founder of Lighthouse Network, a ministry that helps folks that are dealing with addictions. We'll be back with more of Dr. Carl in just a few, so keep it locked at 90.9. We are Life FM. You're listening to 90.9 Life FM. Happy Wednesday. I'm Donna Jean. And if you were with me a few moments ago, you know I have a pretty exciting guest with me via phone this morning. He is Dr. Carl Benzio. He is the executive director and founder of Lighthouse Network. It's a ministry that helps people with addictions. Now, Dr. Carl, you were with me a few moments ago, and we kind of found out about the ministry, what you guys do there. And we also found out about your personal testimony and how you founded this awesome ministry. But your ministry is so unique. Tell us why it is unique.
Yeah, we've developed some unique curriculum that integrates cutting-edge science and biblical principles so that we can actually take that biblical instruction that God gave us and apply it to our daily life. So that's the curriculum that transformed my life as a recovering addict, and I've seen this help so many other people. We also have a helpline that takes calls from all over the country and helps people navigate this crazy healthcare system regardless of what their addiction situation is or their mental health situation, to be able to understand their insurance, Medicare, military TRICARE, HMO, PPO, and try to find what's the best Christian treatment situation that I can find. As we combine that helpline and that curriculum, we've been actually able to develop some unique Christian programs that help people struggling with addictions, but that have Medicare or that have HMOs, whereas before, unless you had a lot of money, or you had a big, you know, fat PPO, which you just don't find anymore for most people, that most people couldn't find Christian addiction care in a residential facility that had that medical detox and that psychiatric component. But now we've been able to develop what we call Lighthouse Christian programs to help people navigate the system and really get into that full spirit, mind, body Christian treatment.
Mm. And now what hope does God's Word offer in terms of treatment and the path to recovery?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how much science has shown recently that whenever you bring in that biblical approach and those spiritual principles, people's recovery rates are much better. They're even from things like cancer and some pain syndromes, when you bring in that spiritual component, you have amazing power. And, you know, when you bring in those biblical principles, God gave us so many great instructions for how to manage life. You know, the Proverbs and James and Jesus' teachings are great for that, understanding how to live abundantly, but how to concretely do that, that's what our curriculum helps people do. Certainly having that relationship with God through Christ and being able to look at how the Holy Spirit can empower us and guide us when we're in that struggle with the decision-making on a daily basis. And as we help people bring in that spiritual component, they start to develop eyes that see, ears that hear the truth, so that you have that truth, faith, and hope that bring that freedom for the captive and help heal the brokenhearted, as Isaiah says.
Amen. Well, you're a former addict yourself. What advice do you have for someone who is currently battling an addiction?
Hey, look, there's a lot of people out there listening that are struggling with addiction or have a loved one that's struggling. First of all, don't lose hope. You know, I went to jail, and if you quit at halftime, you've missed the amazing miracles that God does in the second half of the game.
Amen.
So don't lose hope. Don't sit there, suffer in silence, shame, and guilt. That's where Satan and the evil one wants you. There's answers out there. Second, God is always going to be there, but we have to look in the right places. If we're looking at a bottle, if we're looking at pornography, if we're looking at the casino, that's not where God's, you know, waiting for us. We have to go to Him. He's always going to be there, but we have to make Him the Lord of your life. That was the turning point for me. Third, you have to make a courageous decision to do some honest self-assessment and get help. Call our helpline. Go to lighthousenetwork.org, 887-562-2565. Our care guides are going to help you develop a strategy. The strategies that you've been using aren't working. So you need to develop a strategy that's going to work. You need some time and space to be able to get away, get clear from the substance or the activity that's been, you know, polluting your mind and toxifying your ability to think clearly, and sit with some people that can start to bring that love, that hope, that care, God's compassion into your life. But then, more importantly, start to sit down and develop a strategy. Okay, how am I going to take every thought captive? How am I going to manage my emotions? How am I going to resist temptation?
Amen. Well, as we close out this segment, can you share maybe a highlight of a testimony of someone who had sought help through Lighthouse and had their lives, their life restored to them?
Oh, yeah. We've got, you know, so many stories. A lot of people call us and say, well, I've looked for so long, but I haven't been able to find somebody that helps me walk through the system. And they're so thankful for that. We've had so many incredibly transformation stories. But one particular one was a gentleman that called us actually from Florida. Initially, his contact with us was through the Internet. And he emailed me a couple times in the middle of the night as he couldn't sleep, of feeling suicidal and desperate and feeling like he was just a terrible Christian as he was got hooked on pain meds because of an accident and back pain, but was really struggling with significant depression and suicidal thoughts. And I asked him for his phone number, but he wouldn't give that to me, so we just continued to connect via email through a couple nights, and then finally he felt comfortable enough, gave me his phone number. We started talking, and because his wife had military TRICARE, there wasn't a Christian program, so we had connected him to a secular program, but he just wasn't comfortable with that. He wanted, you know, the Bible to be part of his treatment process. So we prayed, we worked on it, and we were able to go to one of our partners that was able to say, yes, we'll scholarship him with a program. He ended up being there for 60 days, got off the pain meds. He was able to walk for the first time at the graduation ceremony whenever he was being discharged, and there was praise music playing. It was unbelievable, and he's been clean since. He's volunteered for us for about a year and a half and now has employment with another situation down in the Florida area.
Oh, praise the Lord for Lighthouse Network. That is an awesome testimony. Well, Dr. Carl, we have to end here. I wish I could talk to you longer because you are just full of information. But what's the best way for someone who is struggling with an addiction listening in this morning? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, lighthousenetwork.org. We have many free resources there. We have a daily devotional. We have lots of video clips and things that are instructive and that are helpful for you or a loved one. But call our helpline. If you're struggling right now, call our care guides, 877-562-2565, extension 101, and you go to lighthousenetwork.org, and our helpline number is plastered on there as well. But don't waste time. You never know where this tragedy could lead. We have many people that wish they'd call, but then something happens in a car accident or something significant, an overdose. So don't waste time. Be courageous. Make that call right now.
Dr. Carl, thanks so much for being with me this morning.
Hey, thank you, Donna. You have a great day.
Hey, you too. We've been talking to Dr. Carl Benzio. He is the executive director and founder of Lighthouse Network. We're going to get back into music, so don't go far. Keep it locked at 90.9. We are Life FM.